And next up, we have with us Janice Law. She founded the American Women Writers National Museum to showcase America's top-tier women writers. Law is a retired Texas criminal court judge, a 14-year print journalist, a travel columnist, and the author of 6 books, including 2015's American Evita Lurleen Wallace. Janice Law, welcome to Dakota Midday, and welcome to the Festival of Books.
Thank you very much. I want to thank the South Dakota Council of Humanities for having this great festival, and particularly the work of Jennifer Widman, who's one of the main movers and shakers in this, and her colleague Sherry. I'm very, very appreciative.
Fabulous people. Thank you for
that.
They are. Thank you
indeed,
for saying that.
Indeed they are.
What does a biographer look for in a book? Because you have written about Lurleen Wallace, who not a lot of other people have written about. Is that one of the things that drew you to tackle her as a book subject?
Yes, exactly. One doesn't want to write another nonfiction book about George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Eleanor Roosevelt, who've had already 10,000 books about them. And because I founded American Women Writers National Museum, I'm interested in showcasing women and fabulous women who've exceeded all expectations. And so those things drew me to Lurleen Wallace. Nothing had been written about her, and so I didn't want her legacy to pass. I interviewed a lot of people for the book. When you do nonfiction, you do live interviews. We rented a car and drove to small towns in Alabama, and also the Alabama archives. And I was able to grasp history just in those last moments, because so many of the people I interviewed were in their 80s, and a couple of them died, including Lurleen's daughter, before the book was published. So I had to hurry up to mark history.
As a print journalist, you lived through some of the time that she was alive. Do you remember interacting with or hearing her story before and hearing about, or being curious, I should say, about who she was?
No, I didn't hear much about Lurleen, but I covered politics at the time. George Wallace. By the way, I ask my audiences always who knows about George Wallace, and everybody raises their hand. Even in Europe, people know George Wallace. So I covered a little bit of the George Wallace campaign, so I knew about George. But what really triggered me to write about Lurleen was a quote that I found in the Alabama archives. And, you know, George was most famous for saying, infamous, I should say, for saying segregation forever. And so in the Alabama archives, I discovered this great quote. May I read just this quote?
Please, absolutely.
Lurleen died in 1968, which is believed to be America's most tumultuous year, and again, her husband was an avowed segregationist, and Dr. Ralph Abernathy, who was Martin Luther King's top lieutenant, he was a nationally known black figure, and he issued this statement about Lurleen Wallace. A great shadow has been cast across the horizon, a dark shadow has been cast across the horizon of America by the death of the Honorable Governor Lurleen Wallace. And I thought, wow, I've got to find out who that woman is. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And as you found out more about her story, she was more than what you maybe even expected. Where does she intersect with Eva Perón?
Evita Perón. Well, I wanted to find a comparable woman to Lurleen in that general time period. There was almost no one in the United States, so I was looking worldwide and I came across Evita Perón. Neither Evita Perón nor Lurleen Wallace even had a high school education. Neither one of them ever graduated even from high school. And they came from very humble circumstances, both of them. And they married these men, George Wallace and Juan Perón, who were both extremely powerful already, and ruthless men who would do anything to be elected or reelected. And so I thought there was a similarity there, and indeed there was. Their lives, I alternate the chapters between Evita Perón and Lurleen Wallace, and the parallels were amazing.
How were they treated by the media?
The media scorned both of them, but Evita was very smart. She's generally portrayed as kind of a prostitute type person, a woman, but she wasn't. She bought up the radio stations. She used her money to buy the radio stations. So guess who controlled the message? Evita Perón. But Lurleen Wallace was very badly treated. She was 36 years old. She was in her mid to late 30s when she ran, and she had 3 small children, and the media called her a girl. They called her a girl. And they just dismissed her entirely. But Lurline had the last laugh because she was elected with the greatest majority of vote in American history. If you measure her opponents, there were 9 opponents that she had, all males, of course. The attorney general, a governor, I think, I can't remember exactly, a U.S. senator. So she had the last laugh. Also, in 1966, Lurline Wallace got the majority of the black vote in Alabama, which her husband never got.
No surprise, perhaps.
Right.
What's her legacy as a governor?
Well, her legacy as a governor was a park. She was very instrumental in starting state parks. Also, she started cancer hospitals in Alabama. She died of cancer, of uterine cancer. And also, her legacy was the mentally ill. That was her main, one of her main concerns, was the mentally ill. Hmm. By the way, cancer was the dark secret in the book that was kept from her. She was diagnosed with, she had a cesarean in 1961 with her last child. Some of the biological reports indicated she had uterine cancer, some didn't. The doctors told George, but they never told Lurline. And so part of the book is the conspiracy that there was to keep that information from her. George Wallace and some of Lurline's friends, I'm putting my fingers in quotation marks, kept the secret from Lurline for many years, and she found out only later by chance.
And Eva Perón also dies from cancer, yes?
Exactly. Yeah. You're reminding me of another parallel. Yes, yeah. That's amazing. Not only were they women of very humble birth, no education, but also Juan Perón kept Evita Perón's diagnosis of uterine cancer from her. Although Evita was very crafty, she was very smart, and she found out about it somehow. But it was too late for her, and it was way too late for Lurline when Lurline died of uterine cancer as well.
And you have this scene in the book where Evita is in the car with Juan, and she's wearing underneath her clothes a wooden prop of some sort to hold herself up. Explain to me what in her character makes that something that she would, is she trying to cover the fact that she's sick? Is she trying to, like, why is she doing this? Are they forcing that on her?
No, I think she wanted to do that. And by the way, you're a very good interviewer, Laura. You made me think of another analogy. I guess, well, Evita did that because the people loved her. You know, they used to chant her name out loud. 200,000 people showed up to see her in the square. She was so beloved. But the analogy you made me think of is Lurline had the same wooden thing up her back metaphorically because it was a steel spine that Lurline had. Huh. Of course, Evita had the same thing. But why did she do that? I think she knew she was dying. She was weeks from death at that time. And she wanted the people to see her on the streets of Buenos Aires. So it was her way of saying goodbye.
And one final area to look into where they differ a little bit. Tell me about the nature of their marriages. Lurline is sort of in a loveless marriage with George. She tolerates it, whereas Eva is in love with Juan.
Right.
Let's finish with love.
Yes, why not? Why not? Con amor, in Spanish, con amor. Yes, Evita, Juan was an amazing man, really. Because in his time, which is in the 50s, women had no power, they weren't respected, and so on. And yet he allowed Evita to have this role, and he even supported her in this very powerful role. So that was amazing. I have to give Juan credit for that. But George was a nasty man, basically, in many ways to Lurline. And so she lived in what was basically a loveless marriage. Rebecca Beasley, who's the editor of one of the small papers, the Clayton Record in Alabama, paid me the greatest compliment that I had on my book. She knew George all of her life, and she said, "You portrayed George exactly as he was." But anyway, she was in this bad marriage, and Evita had a great marriage. That's exactly correct.
Janice Law founded the American Women Writers National Museum, and she is the author of American Evita, Lurline Wallace. Janice, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.